Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan iba pang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Youth Speaks. Boses ng kabataan, ating pakinggan. Napag-usap-usapan ngayon ang panibagong Filipino-Australian TV series na pinamagatang The Unusual Suspects. Maraming iba't ibang opinion, pero dahil Youth Speaks ngayon, ating pakikinggan ang opinion ng ating mga kabataan. Makakasama natin ngayong umaga sina Alex, sina Tiara at sina Zur. So mga kaibigan, maaari ba kayo magpakilala?
Hi guys, my name is Alex. I am a second year student at the University of New South Wales.
Hi, I'm Tiara. I'm in wildlife biology at Murdoch in Australia.
Hi, so my name is Zor and I'm 20. I'm a third year student in Murdoch University.
So ngayon, para bigyan natin ng paunlak, para sa inyo lang ha, yung nakita niyo yung trailer, ano yung mga first impressions niyo about sa series? So let's simula natin siguro sa iyo, sa Alex.
I was very happy to see yung Filipino representation sa Australia kasi hindi naman common yan dito. So I was happy to see that, you know, brown faces and our kind of people on something like this. And it's a great series. I've seen the first two episodes and I've enjoyed it so far.
Lovely. Thank you for that, Alex. How about you, Tiara?
So it took me by surprise to how powerful it was to see like a lot of Filipino characters rather than just having like one token character, which is like what often happens in movies.
Mm-hmm. That's great. How about you, Zur?
Nagustuhan ko yung trailer, kaya binwatch ko siya until 4 a.m.
Para sa inyo, how was the Filipino represented in the show? Sige, Alex, let's move sa'yo.
I was quite happy with the representation. It didn't just focus on, like, you know, the aspect of being, you know, a household worker or a maid. Or katulong, as they're referred to in Tagalog. They also showed successful, you know, business women like Roxanne, who runs her own empire, and Gigi as well, who was doing this kind of consulting business with that lawyer. So I felt that it showcased a wide spectrum of, you know, the Filipino diaspora experience in Australia.
Yeah, that.
From what I've seen, I think the representation is quite diverse, which is, there's stereotypes, but it's still like true to what is real, true to what is reality.
Zur, how about you, Zur?
I agree with what Alex and Tiara said, like how the cast was so diverse. Like even like the housekeepers, they were very like educated as well.
That's great. Thank you for that, Zur. Okay, probably for the sa susunod na question natin, para sa inyo, ano yung mga favorite parts ng ng show? Or like, ano yung pinaka-highlight ng show para sa inyo? So yeah, let's move forward kay Alex.
One memorable moment for me was the fact that, anong pangalan ni Vida?
Si Evie?
When Evie came out about the fact that she had a daughter in the Philippines and she hid that from Sarah. And I felt that was quite a touching moment because it showed, you know, what a lot of Filipino OFWs have to go through to, you know, put their family first. And it was quite, it hit home a bit, I think.
Lovely. Thanks for that, Alex. Tiara, para sa'yo, ano yung highlight ng series?
For me, like, when Gigi said, like, when the officer said, like, oh, you're a big name back home in the Philippines. And then Gigi had said, like, oh, that's only in the Philippines. Or in general, with, like, what I've seen, it feels like there's, like, such a mismatch between, like, who she was back home and versus in Australia. So, as an international student, I think, like, I resonate with that. So, yeah.
Zur, para sa'yo, ano yung highlight ng series?
I guess when Sarah jumped in the pool, it was, like, in the later episodes. And it was really funny because, like, Evie... Oh, wait, this is a spoiler alert, but... When Evie threw the diamond in the pool and then Sarah had to jump in the water. It was really funny.
Overall, negatively ba represented the ang representation of Filipinos or was it on a positive note na represent tayo? Alex?
it's realistic. It shows like what a lot of OFWs have to experience when they come to another country and the sacrifices they make to put their family first and all the things they have to go through. So I think it showed quite a human element of the Filipino experience in Australia. Filipino women aren't restricted to one role in society. Like, we can be businesswomen, we can be doctors, lawyers, consultants, we can do, like, you know, whatever we aspire to. So definitely not a negative portrayal of the Filipino experience.
Okay, lovely. Thanks for that, Alex. Kiera, para sa'yo.
I think, like what Alex said, it is both human and neutral in that, like, yes, negative things do happen to Filipinos because as immigrants, we are a minority and sometimes we don't get treated as equally. But overall, I think it is a realistic take on everything from like, there are a lot of house helpers and like people in hospitality, but there are also like different things that Filipinos can do.
How about you, Zur?
Yeah, I think they pretty much said everything. Like, yung like both positive and negative yung representation. Yung si Evie, she had to like work really hard and keep sending money to her husband, and like just so she could talk to her daughter then. And yeah, I think I kind of relate to that.
Ano pa yung gusto yung makita sa no, sa TV series ito? So yeah, let's go back to Alex.
Definitely in Australian media, I would like to see, you know, us as a people not being typecasted into certain roles like maids or nurses. I want to see us, you know, as the stars of the show, and you know, because you know, as Filipino people, we've got a lot of talent, I think, in our diaspora, and I think it would be a waste not to show that. Like, Filipinos are known for being very musical and theatrical, and for a long time, Filipinos and Asians in general have been not allowed to aspire to the spotlight and be the stars of their own shows. We're always being pushed to the back. So I definitely would like to see more diverse representations of Filipinos and Asian people in general.
How about you, Viera?
To have not just like them on screen, but also like working in production, like being directors and such. Just because I know we have a lot of stories to tell because we are such creative people.
Thanks for that, Viera. Izur, para sa'yo.
Yeah, like I also hope na like we can see more ano din yung mga characters na mga Filipino to be like yung mga doctors and like iba rin yung mga roles nila, hindi lang yung housekeeper and like sing with them. More representation, I guess.
At dyan na po nagtatapos ang ating Youth Speak sa umagang ito. Sana po ay marami tayong natutunan at kahit papano yung napagmunimunihan natin ng opinion ng ating mga kabataan. Abangan nyo pa po ang ating mga susunod na Youth Speaks dito lang po sa aming programa. Ako po si David De Los Reyes para sa SBS Filipino. Youth Speaks. Boses ng kabataan, ating pakinggan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.